I've ever heard.
Hey.
Hey, what's up? Sorry I'm late.
Right.
Justine's out of town and she called me long distance. I hadn't talked to her in a couple of days.
Tailpipe Willie should be coming on any minute now. Theo, are you ready for this? Because you are going to hear some authentic blues music tonight.
I don't think I'm going to be able to enjoy much of anything tonight.
Why not?
Justine just told me she decided to go to graduate school.
Yeah? That's great.
Don't you get it? She'll probably want to go away to graduate school. I could lose her, man. Elvin, when you started dating my sister, how did you know she was the one you were going to marry?
I knew she was the one the first time I laid eyes on her.
Now, I feel the same way about Justine.
Yeah, congratulations.
But I also feel a lot of other things, like I'm too young to go.
Elvin,
there are tons of women out there that I have yet to meet.
But there's only one Justine. And if she's really the one for you, then you won't care about those tons of other women. Right? Hi.
What are you gentlemen having?
Decaf cappuccino for me, Theo.
I'll have the same.
Thanks.
You see her?
No.
Now, I should be allowed to ask her out. But I'm 19 years old. I'm too young to be tied down to one woman. I don't want to look in the mirror one day and see an old married man who's wrinkled and bald.
Hey, what does getting married have to do with being bald? I'm married and I'm not bald.
Not yet.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please? Due to circumstances beyond our control, Tailpipe Willie will not be appearing this evening.
What? You're kidding me. You're kidding me. I can't believe this. No Tailpipe Willie? Well, we came here to see Tailpipe Willie. We want Tailpipe Willie.
Oh,
we
no.
will give you your money back.
Oh, yeah?
If you don't find this replacement acceptable. You are about to hear the king of the blues. Mr. Riley Jackson!
Money, food, or lunch?
Food, but I brought a gift. Come in, sit down. Want you to hear this? I know you guys are into the blues as it is, but I heard some blues singing last night at this club. Unbelievable.
Who?
He's gotta be the greatest blues singer ever.
Who?
Riley Jackson.
Riley?
I'm bugging.
Riley, I want you to meet our son, Theo.
Riley Jackson's in my house. I'm bugging.
You certainly are bugging, because this is not your house.
Mr. Jackson, I saw you at the Steel Dog Cafe last night. You were fantastic. How come you guys didn't tell me you knew Riley Jackson?
Riley is an old friend of your granddad's, son. They used to play in the same clubs together. They've got a long-standing agreement that whenever he's in town, he calls Anna and Russell, goes over for a hot meal. But since they're out of town, he called us.
Well, you see, a hot meal is a beautiful thing to me because I've been on the road for 3 months, playing stadiums, small clubs, state fairs. In fact, I've been every place from Tokyo to Tennessee.
Well, being in college, I can appreciate missing a good home-cooked meal, too.
Neither one of you looks like you're starving.
A good seat tonight, you better be nice to me.
Okay.
You guys are going to see Riley Jackson tonight. Can I come?
Of course you can. We're going to take the whole family down there to see Mr. Jackson. And everybody will go down and have a good time and listen to Mr. Jackson sing about hard times and heartbreak. I know about heartbreak because when I was in the service, I made up some of my own songs. That's how heartbroken I was.
I was singing the blues, too.
Were you really?
I was singing, what am I to do surrounded by all these men? My sailor man is at sea. Now, what's his name again?
See, now, a woman singing the blues like that will give you the blues. And speaking of singing, sir, I think that we fed you very, very well. And it might be nice if you repaid us with a song.
I don't think I can help you there, Cliff.
I think you can help me there, Cliff. I think I saw you carry your guitar in, didn't I?
Yes, because I didn't want to leave it in the car.
Mm-hmm.
My amplifier is down at the club.
I got an old amp that belongs to him that's up in the attic.
Well, I'll go upstairs and get it.
All right. If it works, so will I.
Hey.
I'll get the rest of the family.
I thought you'd never say anything.
Hey, listen. Riley's going to sing for us. Come into the living room.
Oh, all right. Blues. I'm ready.
All right, little one. It's time to get you ready for bed.
I can't stay down here.
No.
Oh, man. Now I'm getting the blues.
Vanessa, aren't you coming?
No, Ma, I'm not in a mood.
Oh, what's wrong?
My personal life is in shambles.
Again?
Yes. I don't understand it, Mom. Last week, 4 guys were after me. One guy kept following me down the hall, and another guy kept calling. And, Mom, one guy met me at my locker every day with fresh flowers.
That sounds pretty good.
I know. But then it all stopped suddenly. I haven't even gotten a phone call this week.
Oh, Vanessa, I'm sorry you're down and out, honey, but that's another reason why you really should come into the living room. The blues, honey. The blues can cleanse you of these feelings.
Mom, how is listening to some whiny music going to make me feel better?
Whiny music?
My man left me. My woman left me. My dog left me. I have no money, no job, and now all I can do is whine the blues. Come on, Mom. Every time I hear a song like that, I feel like yelling, get a grip, snap out of it.
All right, Vanessa, you stay here in the kitchen and feel sorry for yourself.
Oh, I will. Oh, it's just that I don't get it. Why are boys like this? I mean, am I asking too much out of life? Just one lousy boyfriend.
Vanessa, you have got it, honey. You have got the blues. You are in this kitchen crying the blues.
Mom, you're not listening.
Dun, 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 dun.
Mom, you're not listening?
I don't deserve this.
I don't deserve this.
All I want is a boyfriend.
All I want is a boyfriend.
I'm going upstairs.
I'm going upstairs. I can't take no more of this whiny child blues.
This thing is older than me.
Not quite.
Dad didn't want to spend the money for a new one. He figured I wouldn't stick with the guitar.
Well, let's see what she'll do.
So when did you start playing and singing, Mr. Jackson?
In church, when I was a small boy back in Mississippi.
We used to play hymns in the church. Something like this. I'm working on the building, a true foundation. I'm lifting up a bloodstain, battle for the Lord. Gonna get to working on this old building. I'm going up to heaven, get my reward. Then after church, we'd sneak over to Muddy Waters' house. We used to play tunes like this. You act like you don't want to listen when I'm talking to you. You think you ought to do, baby, anything you want to do. Gotta be crazy, baby. Just gotta be out of your mind. Long as I'm paying the bills, I'm paying the cost to be the boss.
What other blues singers influenced you?
I'd say T-Bone Walker.
You knew T-Bone Walker?
Not really, but I knew all of his songs. When I first started out, I used to play all of his tunes. I used to play this little place about the size of this table.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And one night, in walked T-Bone Walker. My big chance to show him some of my tunes. Guess what happened? I fainted.
No.
Yes, I did.
And what happened when you came to?
T-Bone Walker was playing my song.
What was he playing?
Nobody loves me but my mother. And she could be jiving too.
Oh, that must be Kenny. He didn't believe me when I told him Mr. Riley Jackson was over here. Hey, Kenny.
Hey, Kenny.
Yo, what's up, man?
Hello.
Come on in. Kenny, this is Mr. Riley Jackson. Mr. Riley Jackson, this is Kenny.
Hi.
Hello, Mr. Jackson. My brother says guitars make you lucky with women.
Does he play guitar?
No, and he doesn't have any women either. Mr. Jackson, I was born to sing the blues.
Yeah?
I gave you a brand new car.
But you said you want a Cadillac.
I bought you a $10 dinner.
And she said, thanks for the snack.
I let you live in my penthouse.
And you said it was a shack. 'Cause I gave you 7 children. Now you want to give them back.
Mr. Jackson.
Thank you. My pipes are a little dry.
Can I ask you a question?
Fire away.
Are you married?
44 years to the same beautiful lady.
Well, that's a long time.
That's what my wife keeps telling me.
When did you know that she was the one you were going to marry?
The very first moment I laid eyes on her.
You too? Mm-hmm. My brother-in-law, Elvin, said he knew the first time he saw my sister, Sandra. My dad said he knew the first time he saw my mom. Martin said he knew the first time he saw Denise. I've been with my girlfriend, Justine, for 2 years, and I still don't know. All I know is the first time I saw her, I knew that I wanted to see her again.
Well, Cupid has a lot of arrows, and he dips them in a lot of different stuff. One arrow hits you and knocks you right over. The others are delayed, something like a cold capsule.
You mean like they're time released? They're in me, but they don't happen till later.
That's it. They hit you when you don't expect it.
I think I know what you mean. Say I'll see a beautiful woman, and I say to myself, ooh, I'd love to go out with her. But my mind takes me back to Justine, and I keep thinking she's the only one for me. Then I end up all mixed up. I don't know which way to turn. I'm kind of like a pig in a trap.
Pig in a trap. That sounds like a good blues song. Baby, I'm caught like a pig in a trap. My heart is filled with a time-release cold cab. I got a good woman that fills me with pride. And that's why I know I can't have that bacon on the side. Good thing now. Oh, baby, you done lost your good thing now. The way I used to love you, baby. I hate you now. You used to say that you love me, but now I believe you've changed your mind. Hey, you used to say that you love me, baby.
Justine and I don't want any ice cream. It's getting late. I gotta get it back to the dorm.
Good. There'll be more for us.
You will be getting the same amount.
Oh.
Why did Brian cook tonight or what?
And did you cook and have big fun when Justine showed up? Justine.
See you guys later.
All right, home.
Might as well know. I'm experiencing some emotional torment over Justine. See, on one hand, I'm really in love with her. But on the other hand, I'm just too young to go.
Go where?
Down the aisle.
Who is going down the aisle?
Well, I'm sure Justine wants to.
What makes you think Justine wants to get married? And what makes you think she wants to marry you?
Well, Justine gets very jealous whenever she sees me with another girl. And you know what? Whenever we're away from each other, she calls me and tells me how much she misses me. What's so funny?
B.O., did Justine tell you that she wants to be your wife?
No.
Has Justine said that she wants to have children with you and live together married?
Well, no.
Has Justine even said that she wants to be engaged?
No.
Well, then, son, what makes you think Justine wants to get married?
I'll tell you what this is all about. Theo is afraid. Afraid, I say,
that what he thinks Justine thinks is what he really wants.
Oh, no way. I don't want to get married.
Yes?
Justine.
What?
Never mind.
I'm going down for the last time. And I don't know why.
Well?
Said I'm going down for the last time. And I don't know why.
Well? I gave you 7 children. How you want to give back?
The Cosby Show was taped before a studio audience.